බලේහං සීගරු.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 28th of February, 1975, in Atlanta, Georgia.
We say that when the life living entity is there in the shamina and it is put into the woman's womb, then body develops. The beginning is the life. This is practice. And this life is the part and parcel of the supreme life. Therefore the beginning is God. Janmadasajata. Path Brahma Jitya. So
we have to establish this
theory in this misguided world. And besides that, why they cannot produce life from matter? What is the value of that state? That they have not been able. Where is the proof that from matter life comes? This?
Proof is under investigation.
That is nonsense. This proof from life is coming, there is proof, so many proof. A man, animal, trees, everything is coming from life. Up till now, nobody has seen that a man is born from a stone. Nobody has seen. Sometimes it is called Vrishchik Tandulna. You know that? Vrishchik Tandulna. Vrishchik means scorpion. And tandul means rice. Sometimes we see some heaps of rice, the scorpion is coming. But that is not that the rice has given birth to the scorpion. You have not seen in your country? We have seen it. From the rice, heaps of rice, one scorpion, small scorpion is coming. The fact is that the parent of the scorpion, they put their eggs within the rice. And being fermented, the scorpion comes. Not that from rice the scorpion is coming. That what is called Vrishchik Tandulna. Vrishchik means scorpion and tandul means rice. So life is coming from matter. This is called Vrishchik Tandulna. Life cannot come from matter. Besides that, just like when there is life, living entity, the body grows. Body changes or grows as you say. But if the child is dead or come out dead, then the body does not grow. Then matter is growing on life. Why a dead child born, it does not grow? What is the reason? What is your scientist's reason?
They would say that somehow the chemical reactions are not going right in the body, in the dead body.
But you give the chemical. You ask them, you have got so many chemicals, so don't you give it? What is the use of a saying like that? Now the child is dead. Now you give some chemical injection, bring it into life. Why you cannot do that? If you cannot do that, then why, what is the nonsense saying that some chemical is missing? If it is missing, you will replace it. Why you cannot replace?
Because they haven't found out the chemical.
That's what you are asking. You do not know what is that chemical, and still you say that some chemical is missing. This is going, bluffing, cheating. This should be stopped. You do not know what is that chemical missing, still you say some chemical is missing. Why do you say like this?
Recently there are some journals that come out. The title of the origin of life has been in the school discussed. It started about from last year. And they have an international association of scientists. And they discussed about the origin of life. And then I wrote a letter to the editor of that journal, and he replied that we're going to have another meeting, international meeting in Japan in 1977. And there will be several meetings in Europe in the coming years. So their aim and objective is to prove that life started from chemicals. It's a big group of international scientists. So he asked me to become a member of the research group.
So you become member and protest? No, and prove. You just become the opposite. Don't say yes, it is a no. Don't. That will be a deal.
So right now we are planning to write that book all together with our brothers. So that we will go out, we have some background, and we will learn from Prabhupada. Then, so that we can.
This kind of answer, if I ask you that you produce light from chemicals, and if you answer that yes, we shall do it in future, that is not very scientific. What do you think? Is that very scientific?
Yes, that's what they think is scientific.
How is it scientific? But light is already there. Not that the light production is depending on your future scientific research. The light is already going there. Hundreds and thousands and millions. You say that you do not know. Why you are claiming that in future you shall know? There is no need of your knowing, it is already going on. You do not know. That is your position. And still you are declaring yourself a scientist. You are misleading. You can make a fool's paradise, that is another thing. But you do not know at the present moment that the things are going on. Life is produced without your knowledge. So you admit that you have no knowledge. And without having knowledge, you are declaring yourself a scientist. How much cheating it is. It is not that it is depending on your future knowledge. It is already going on. Life is being produced. So if you think that in future, by chemical combination, you will produce light, so that chemical composition is already there, going on. So you have to find out who is that scientist, not that chemical composition. Who is that scientist who is producing so many lights and things? That is real intelligence.
That's why we title our book as The Origin of Light and Matter. We do not talk simply light.
Yeah.
Because
origin of everything.
Yes. The matter, actually matter, origin of the chemicals. The this carbon, hydrogen, these elements. This also there's a brain behind it.
Yes.
That is the chemicals.
Yes. So we have to find out who is that brain, who is the science. That is real research. Athāda brahma jigyāsa. This is brahma jigyāsa. Jigyāsa means inquiry. And who is that brain? Because things are already going on. It is not depending on your so-called research. It is already going on nicely. So your business should be, who is that brain behind you? That should be your research. Not that how chemical combination can be. It is already being produced. Without your so-called scientific knowledge. It is already going on. You are taxing your brain to how this chemical combination produces life. So, that brain is already there. Otherwise, how life is coming? What do you think? So, why you are trying to find out the chemicals? You find out the brain. As you are taxing your brain to find out the chemicals, the original brain has already done it. Now you find out who is that person who has got such a nice brain.
This is a real research.
That is real research. You point out this. Not that your chemical combination. It is already done. And people are already taking advantage like that. If there is some discovery by some scientist, he praises the man who has discovered this.
And name the man. Experiment the man.
The man is important, who has done it. The person is important. So, am I right or wrong?
Yes.
So find out the person. Who is that person?
Suppose they say that it just came about by chance.
That is kick on your face with boots. Immediately. That's it. That is the answer, only. Let's tell them of such chance. The only answer is to kick his face with boot. That's right. As soon as he says chance.
So, Shat Prabhu is going to write a topic, a chapter there, that mathematical proof of the idea that chance comes into play. That
your mathematics is also imperfect, because you are imperfect. You are imperfect. There is nothing chance. There must be cause. You do not know the cause, you cannot find out, you are taking a loophole, chance. Then why you are making so many scientific research? Chance. Let it happen everything by chance. Then what is the use of your scientific research? Let everything happen by chance. There is no chance.
Another answer that we come across when we cover the people.
There is nowadays the chance theory.
Chance is not so much popular, but the answer that chemicals are supplied by nature.
No, what is nature? That you cannot explain.
There is the answer, yes.
Huh?
When we ask the scientists.
But what is his nature?
Yes, the nature is not understood.
Yes, that means you are asking. You have not understood. You have no knowledge. As soon as you cannot explain, you prove your foolishness. That's all. That is not scientific chance. Nature. What is the nature? Who is conducting nature? How the nature is going on so nicely?
You said before they were acting as teachers, but actually they're still students.
Well, they're cheaters. They're cheater, not teacher. Cheater. They have no full knowledge, still they have become teacher. You cannot become teacher unless you have got full knowledge. That is cheater.
Suppose that they acknowledge the fact that they do not know.
Yes.
They challenge it. How do you know what you believe is right?
Which I told you, Supreme. The Supreme Brahman, Krishna. He is the perfect person in knowledge. Vaishajyasya jnana vedaham samipitam. He knows everything. He is conducting nature. Maya dhasena prakriti syate sacharam. Jasyadvaya bhravati sam vritakala sakra. Janmadhasya jada. So we know from the perfect. Therefore, my knowledge is perfect. I am not perfect, that's fact. Therefore, my knowledge is perfect. It's like I am not an electrician. But the electrician has told me that you push this button, there will be light. So I am doing that. What is the use of becoming electrician? I want light, and the electrician told me that put this button, I am doing that, and light is there. That's all. You cannot say, you are not an electrician, how you can say the light? I know from the perfect person and his acting. This is our position. It doesn't require that I will have to become electrician. The electrician has told that you put this button and there will be light. Does it require that I will have to become an electrician to conduct this light?
No,
since
it requires that one listen.
That's all. That was Shruti, Veda. So Vijnanartham sa Guru may bhavati. Hear from the Guru and do it. That's all. Guru Mukha Padma Bhaksha Chitte Te Koriya Uitko. Now what is that? Sound? Who knows this sound? Siddhuri Charana Padma.
Guru Mukha Padma Bhaksha Chitte Te
Koriya Uitko. Arana Koriya Mone Aas. Do not try to research anything. That is fine. Arna kuriya mone aas. If the Guru is perfect, your knowledge is perfect. And the how Guru becomes perfect, he has heard from his Guru. That's all. Evaṁ parampara prāptam. Krishna is the original Guru. Evaṁ vipassati yogaṁ prattavānaham abhyam. Vivasan Manavetrahu. This is Paramahansa. You hear that Lord Brahma heard from Krishna, Tene Brahma Rida Adhita Vai, He gets the knowledge to Brahma, Brahma distributes the knowledge. That basic knowledge is perfect. The basic knowledge comes from the Supreme Person. Vedaham. Vedasya sadhi aham eva vedam. Vedanta dit, Vedanta kritcha aham. The basic knowledge coming from Krishna. And it is received by Brahma. And then Narada receives, then Vyasadeva receives, then he gives us all the Vedic literature. You understand? It is not by so-called rascals research. Research means a rascal.
Krishna says, take it from me.
Yes. And if you want to make research, that means he is rascal number one. If you want to make research, then search out what is the original thing. Not the process. Process is already going on. What is the use of your research? Nonsense. Suppose by chemical composition if you produce one, like you'll never be able. But still, if you think that you'll be able, or you become able, then what is credit to you? Without your help, there are millions and millions of lives are being manufactured. Without your help, then what is your credit?
Imitating barking dogs.
Yes. There are millions of dogs are barking, and one man has learned how to bark like dog, and people will go to see him by purchasing tickets. This is their foolishness. Suppose if you somehow or other become able to produce life from chemicals, then what is your credit? It is like barking dog. Millions of dogs are barking. Now you have learned how to bark. So what is your credit? It may be for the rascal fools that you are scientists. But we are not so rascal.
They were class.
Yeah.
Fools were class, yes.
How nice barking, huh? How you have learned to bark. We are not so fools. Krishna devade sevara chatur. The first class intelligent man is he who is Krishna conscious. Sevara chatur. All rascals. Krishna said, Namana Duskitana Mura. The only scientist, Maya Apurita Jnana. They have no knowledge. All rascals. Krishna says, Maya Apurita Jnana, that he is not thinking that suppose I can produce life by chemical company, then what is my credit? The life is already there, it is going on very nicely. What do you think, Balavan? If the things are going on nicely, then what is my credit? Either you say by chance or by God's arrangement, by nature, but things are going on nicely. See, it is the same thing, to learn how to bark. Barking is going on. But he wants to take credit by learning how to bark.
He's trying to imitate
that. That's that he cannot. And that is his foolishness. Therefore we say that you are cheating. Things are already there, going on. What is your credit?
The scientists are trying to be the hero. Krishna is the hero, he has done everything first. Yeah. The scientists want to be the hero.
You have to present like this. What is the credit? Suppose by chemical composition you can manufacture one ant. That is not possible, you are sure, you will never be able. That we are assured. But even if you are able, then what is your credit? The credit is the man has learned how to bark like a dog. That's this much credit.
If they are going to be able to make life.
Yes. So first of all, you produce, then say. Why you are anticipating that you will be able to.
So who's the bigger God?
Yeah. Huh?
Who's the bigger God? If I make one ant, and it's already many, many ants made by a bigger God than me.
Yeah, but he's God. Whoever has made the most, he should be God.
Yeah.
Well, we must recognize Krishna as a big scientist.
That is, this foolishness is going on throughout the whole world, and scientists and people are after the so-called scientists, darling. So we want to stop this misleading. That is our duty.
Actually, the way they study the origin of life, is nothing but the original molecules.
It's not actually life.
The way they're studying. So there's a misunderstanding what is life and what is matter.
No, whatever they are studying, this rascal cannot make life even those with combination of those original molecules.
Where is that true?
Our challenge is that because they cannot do it, therefore they are rascals. And that bischik tandulla. That the scorpion is coming out of rice. Yes.
Their claim depends on the...
There are light manifestations according to Vedic literature. There's some of the light, they're coming from eggs. Some of the light, they're coming from perspiration. Some of the lights come from seed. And some of the light comes from embryo. It's all stable. Shedaja, Udhija, Andaja, Jarayuja. This is already there. Jarayu means embryo. And Sheda means perspiration. Life is everywhere. When they take little advantage, they come out, manifest. You find even the pavement, footpath. As soon as there is crack, some grass is coming. The life is everywhere. You're studying. And as soon as there is favorable circumstances, they come in a form. The life is not created. Na jayate. As if Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate. Life is never created. It is existing eternally. That's what he said. Na jayate. So, unfortunate rascals, they do not take advantage of Bhagavad Gita and making disciples. So we want to stop this rascal. We are trying to create life and it is written in Bhagavad. Na jayate. It is never created. It is already there. Simply, it is coming out, being manifest by different bodies, 8,400,000 forms. That I was explaining last time. According to his desire, the life is already there, and according to his desire, he is coming out in different forms. That is going on. This is a false theory. Chemical can create life. Nonsense. Life is never created. Life is already there. God is already there, and the quantum particles, molecules, life was already there. Najate, Vyate, Va, Kadachi. This word is used, Kadachi, at any time. You have got perfect knowledge. Why should he say yes with these aspects? Where are perfect knowledge?
They say matter can never be created or destroyed, but they do not know that life cannot be created.
Nothing can be created. Life also cannot be created. They are already there. The matter is manifest not by mind. Just like this body is manifest because the life is there. Now, this body will be destroyed, but I will exist. Tatha dehandra prati. I will accept another body and it will grow. The matter grows on the basis of life. Not that from matter life comes. Yeah, that's better. So, now, by the way, how we have got scientists, let them protest. Save the people from this ignorance. Murha. That is our mission. Give them chance. They have got human body. Let them become Krishna conscious. And give up all this nonsense thing. Vitya annatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. Mukti. This is mukti. They are mad after something wrong. So they should be saved. And they should give up this so-called materialism and come to service to the Krishna, his eternal job, then that is what they can do.
So this book actually is directed to scientifically minded people because in this age people are getting educated, they're getting scientific minded.
And but they're creating problems. Mm-hmm. The psychiatrist came to see me, well, Caracas. I said, he admitted, both the psychiatrists, that you are not treating the real person with disease. I gave him the example that you have got good car, the driver is a madman and he is creating disaster and you psychiatrists are going to cure it. You never say that the driver is bad, change him or just educate him, then there will be no disaster. But you are taking your fees and giving some repairing in the car. But you do not know what is the original cause of disaster. There is not chance due to the bad driver. So our propaganda is to give the bad driver nice knowledge so that he can drive the car to Vaikuntha. That is our position. And these rascals, the materialists, they are simply painting the body of the car. And the driver, let him starve.
They're like a cheating mechanic.
Yes, sir. All these medical men, psychiatrists, they're simply painting the body of the car. Yes, sir. What is that?
The scientists, they reported in one journal of theirs that by taking some chemicals of methane, ammonia, and carbon, and injecting it with electricity, that equation, that formula equates them to an energy that is called amino acid. In due course of time. They say the building blocks of life.
So why do they not do that?
They made an experiment.
That means they are not in knowledge. That I am speaking. The barking dog. But don't make experiment, produce life, then come and say. Otherwise don't bark like a dog, imitation. Simply give big words, they produce. Our theory is that in this Shastra it is said, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalu Nasti. There is practical proof we are giving. These Europeans, Americans, they are simply chanting Hare Krishna, how they are coming out. This is practical proof. They did not know 5 or 6 years ago what is Krishna's name. But we are taking the conclusion of the Shastra. Then this age, if one chants Hare Krishna, he becomes spiritual. That is becoming practical. It is not theory. How so many devotees are in Atlanta? Anywhere, wherever you started, how they have become devotees? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, follow this formula and you will become God conscious. That is being practically proved. It is not theory. So that is Vedic knowledge. You adopt Vedic knowledge and get the result. Not that, this ammonia, this chemical, that chemical, but I cannot do anything. The rascal said, that I cannot say.
Yes.
He asked him, that rascal chemist, that if I give you the chemicals, can you manufacture life? That time he said, no, that I cannot say. Why do you say like that? In the beginning, in me one that store front, when you chant simply, you are also. So this chanting is proving efficient. That is Vedic knowledge. It is not theory. Our this Krishna consciousness movement is not theory, a mental speculation, it is a fact. Okay? Therefore it is a Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittate Koriyavikya Tarana Koriyavanaya. So whatever little success I have got, it is only for this reason. My Guru Maharaj says that you go and preach whatever learnt in English language. That's all. So I came here with this faith that my Guru Maharaj said, I must be successful. I did not show any jugglery to you, gold making jugglery. Well, my God, I came with 40 rupees. So these are Vedic instants. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Sri Guru Charane Roti Saise Uttamagas. That is real progress. So this is basic instruction. We have to follow the basic instruction, then it will be successful. Not this rascal's theory.
The standard of knowledge is to be there, but they do not know that there is a standard. The scientists, the researchers working in different fields, not only scientists, in any field of the knowledge. There must be a standard.
The standard is given by that is standard, as that basic language, basic instruction. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the standard. Hare Nam, chant Hare Krishna. Immediately, sir. That is standard. Otherwise, how will you find standard? Therefore it is said, Guru Mukha Padma, that is standard. what is you from a bona fide guru. That is time. Krishna says, manmana bhavan bhakta madhyaji mangamastu. Anyone who will do this, stand up, he'll become devotee. And as soon as he becomes devotee, he's fit for going back to home, back to back. Yes? This is time. What Krishna said, find out this verse. Manmana bhagavad bhakta madhyaji mangamastu. Whatever Krishna says, that is standard. Or nonsense. Karna kuriya mani. Don't expect anything. This is standard.